You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
A little over halfway through spring training, we are going to look at what's going on with a lot of the teams, and there seems to be maybe some injury issues popping up here and there. San Francisco Giants are not immune to this. I'm Allison Fetter, and I'm here with Chris Haft. And Chris, let's talk about Johnny Cueto. Now that there's like a new concussion rules in place, and teams are like understandably having to be overly cautious about everything. But Johnny Cueto took a liner off his forehead on Monday. He ended up staying in the game, but they did run some tests on him. So how is he feeling? And have the Giants' spring plans for him changed at all?
Well, they'll know more, probably a little more a little bit later on. But for now, you know, with the break between starts that would naturally occur, they're monitoring him, really closely. And as you said, Giants are especially sensitive to this concussion issue. It really all began in 2005 when, or 2006 when Mike Matheny, then the Giants catcher, went down with and had to quit playing because of concussion type symptoms. And ever since then, the concern has grown, and they've continued to have, through no fault of their own, players, fall prey to this problem. It's just, I think it's just because of the improved detection. Lots of former catcher Hector Sanchez, absorbed tons of foul tips. He's like a magnet for them, poor guy. He's still playing, fortunately, but it really hampered his career with the Giants. And Brandon Belt has had multiple concussions. He's a first baseman, for crying out loud, and Gregor Blanco. So, and I'm probably leaving out a player or two who's had them. So, it's a serious thing, and they're gonna make sure Johnny is absolutely okay before he steps on the mound again.
And he insisted on staying in the game, which shows his competitiveness, and most pitchers would probably do the same thing. He was treated for a contusion. Is there a bruise on his forehead?
A bruise.
Did it drop blood? I mean, what kind of injury was it?
No blood. No, if the line drive had, drawn, if there was any blood at all, he would have been off. He would have been off that mound. They would whisked him off that mound and to the hospital right away. I don't know how many of the listeners will remember the 2012 World Series when the Giants, in Game 2 of the World Series at AT&T Park, Doug Fister of the Tigers took a line drive off his noggin and the ball and I forgot to mention that in my story, darn it. But, but he stayed in the game and pitched pretty darn well. It's fascinating to me from a medical or biological or whatever standpoint how much force the human forehead can take. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, we've all seen some horrible, horrible incidents where pitchers are, get beamed by a line drive and, there's a lot of blood. But, just a few inches over, if it hits your forehead, it's, you end up, the worst thing that happens is you have to take some Advil. It's just fascinating to me with the properties and whatever of the human skull. But I don't mean to turn this into a medical show. But it just never fails to amaze me.
I know it's just so scary when you see anyone take a liner off anywhere on the head or the face. You think about like Aroldis Chapman a few years ago and just some of the really bad ones that we've seen. So
Bryce Flory, I saw Joe Martinez, young guy with the Giants, just a great guy too. And he finally broke out of maybe the opening day roster. This was in 2009, pitched he final game for the season opening series in Milwaukee, Mike Cameron hit one off his face and it wasn't good, but pitchers are, of course, are especially vulnerable to this, and it's shows their inner strength when they keep on wanting to pitch, or they have to sit out for a while, just coming back and not thinking about getting hit by a liner.
Yeah, Bryce Flory, that was one I couldn't remember his last name, but that was probably like the one that stands out because he was so, it was just blood coming from everywhere. It was just horrendous. But okay, on a, well, not on a much happier note, but let's move on to some other guys that are, you know, maybe not at 100% right now, but Matt Cain. So this is, I find this just, you know, an ongoing interesting topic. So he could make 4 starts this spring. And I guess the question is, assuming that he stays healthy and given what his past history is that enough? I mean, he seems dead set on opening this season on the 25-man roster. Is it possible to gauge that right now? What do you think?
It's not possible to gauge that right now, Allison, because we just don't know how he's going to respond game to game, even day to day. As you kind of indicated, knowing Matt Cain and knowing how tough he is, yeah, they'll do their best to, you know, get him in there, but they don't want to force it, or else that will lead to another type of injury, probably. Right now, he's not coming off really an injury. They removed a cyst, so it's just a matter of, you know, making up for the time lost and, you know, building up his stamina.
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's more of like a medical procedure than it was like an injury. So on the other hand, so now we have Madison Bumgarner, and I hate that I'm even having to put him in this category of guys that we're monitoring here for injuries, but discomfort in his rib cage and his left foot. I was at, I think, maybe one of his most recent starts, if not his most recent start. He didn't pitch so well. He didn't seem terribly worried about it after the game, as most pitchers are not this time of year when you've had the track record of a guy like Madison Bumgarner. But he did come back with a clean MRI, which he insisted on making sure that you guys understood. how concerning is that at this point?
I don't think the rib cage thing is as much of an issue as the toe. You know, there's like a little nerve issue there, and you know, that could, if they wanted to operate on that, it would sideline him for a while. I mean, a long while. So they're hoping it just kind of goes away and that he'll be able to deal with it. But I think that's the more pressing issue at this point.
Okay. My goodness. I hate to end it on that note, but that's where we're ending it. So we'll hope for some better news next week. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.